Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Cork Today replay on C103.
Joe Heffernan joins me this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
Now, I have to say, I have this recorded because I didn't get to see it last night and I'm very much looking forward to seeing it this afternoon. This is the RTE Investigates programme last night on RTE. I've read a lot of commentary from it and it is on fake psychologists and the lack of regulation. Were you shocked, having watched it, how easy it was for somebody to set up as a psychologist?
Well, to be honest about it, Patricia, I was not, because I had written a rather long email to yourselves yesterday at about 6 o'clock, and to tell you the truth, nearly everything that came up on the programme was already on that email, because a lot of people would have heard yesterday evening about KORU. Now, an awful lot of people also would have interest in discovering what is this KORU. Well, it's Ireland's multi-professional health regulator, and it's responsible for registering and regulating health and social care professionals in Ireland. But amazingly, now, my own organisation, IACP, the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, are engaged with long, long time with KORU to try and rectify what came up last night as a mess, an unregulated sector. And what I didn't know about was the ease with which one person on the programme bought, if you don't mind, a fake PhD, a doctorate, in a couple of days, without giving any even real details about himself. Now, that means that the public are not protected. And it transpired with a couple of people who had engaged with a fake or whatever the proper term is.
It's a fake psychologist. Yeah.
And then it turned out that after spending lots of time, lots of money, and you know, a vast amount of hope that the assessments that were gained, if that's the word, got at the end of all of that, were refused by the HSE for the services that those young people required.
Because the HSE wouldn't recognise this.
Absolutely.
And so yet the parents would walk into the office, and up on the wall would be, you know, in nice shiny frames, a copy of this person's master's degree or this person's doctorate. Everything looks very official. So for the and in many cases we're talking, and I think this is what the programme features on, it's parents of children with autism who are desperate to get an assessment, to get a diagnosis. So they will go to any length. So they walk in good faith, believing, well, if that's up on the wall, they're highly qualified, and yet they're not.
And the child needs an assessment for, say, ADHD or autism to gain access to services. Now, the thing is, like, that, look, outside the door, if there's a pothole, you know it's a pothole, I know it's a pothole, but if an engineer doesn't say that's a pothole, then it isn't. So there has to be trust in the person who does the assessment. And it turns out that that trust was placed where it should not have been. Now, Coru, the name Coru itself originates from an Irish word, coir, and it means fair, just and proper. Now, that's what we need. We need fair, just and proper regulation of psychologists, counsellors, psychotherapy. Now, let me say, in fairness, with the IACP, the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, the chances of someone getting on that website and named as an accredited counsellor, if there weren't the real deal, would be next door to impossible. Because a lot of people might say that the IACP can be a pain because they check out everything. Oh my God, the amount of checking is unbelievable. You have had
but doesn't that give people peace of mind when they go onto the IACP website that you know everyone is accredited, everybody has done all the necessary training that needs to be done. I mean, that gives somebody peace of mind.
I mean, absolutely.
But to hear that somebody can...
The paper on the wall are all from UCC, our favourite and beautiful university in Cork. And, you know, everything is so checkable. But the IACP really do checkable in a big, big way. Even the course itself that one would have done. Now, my one, 4 years, UCC, the course content, the amount of academic work, the amount of client contact work, we could call it like placement, every bit of that is checked out. And then one becomes pre-accredited, where there's more hoops to jump through. And believe me, by the time a person gets the accredited name onto their name, you can trust them. And of course, on the IACP website, you can click on a link of Find a Counsellor. Now, there's 2,500 of us in the country, spread throughout the whole country, and if you put in the likes of, then we'll say Bandon County Cork, up will come an amount of qualified and accredited supervisors in that area. so that one doesn't have to travel enormous distances to find someone fairly near. So, I mean, the likes of that is necessary, but that's being done in my case, our case, by the IACP,
yeah,
but it's
and that's,
not done on a national
and
base.
That's covering counselling and psychotherapy, whereas the programme last night was showing that the title of psychologist is not protected, meaning anyone can call themselves a psychologist.
Absolutely.
I could go off and get a nice shiny brass plate and put my name up on it and write psychologist underneath it, put it outside the door and set up in practice.
And a guy did that on the programme. And in 3 or 4 days, or was it 3 or 4 hours, he had a PhD from some, I think they're called diploma mills in America, where you kind of had a menu. If you wanted a primary degree, it was like $299, and if you went, and you could go right up to the whole lot for about $1,000, and lo and behold, you had a PhD, and but you hadn't, and you hadn't studied anything.
That's incredible.
So that loophole absolutely must be closed.
And are you
and
saying
I'm
it's still?
Now, I know that it's a long process.
Yeah.
Because when you think of the whole country and Koru, and people need to register that they want to be, registered. Well, each and every one has to be checked out in whatever ways that are decided upon so that no mistakes are made and that no person who shouldn't jump through the hoop gets through it. So, fair enough, but it's a long, long time. This started in 2017 and we're still going. And I don't know when the day will come that we can say that job is done. So I would consider it to be really, really urgent.
Yeah. And hopefully a programme like this and what this programme exposed last night, often we do see change. It's unfortunate that it has to take a programme like this, but we do see change happen as a direct result of an investigation like this by a TV station.
Do. And then when a person then, for example, if a person looks up the IACP.ie or if their phone, I'll give you the number, it's a Dublin number for IACP, 01-230-3536. That's 01-230-3536. The very, very efficient CEO is Lisa Malloy, and our Cathaoirleach, our chairperson, is Seamus Sheedy, and there is an excellent and conscientious staff there.
Okay, okay.
Mistakes seldom get made.
Okay, and that state body, Koru, that you speak about, that I have to say, they were a new state body on me. I was unaware of them. They've actually been in operation since 2007, and they were tasked with regulating psychology and other professions. But regulation of psychologists, it seems to remain elusive at a time when the demand for psychology has soared. Okay, I have to leave it there. Listen, Joe, thank you for that. Have a lovely week, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you very
Thanks
much,
for joining
Patricia.
Us. That yeah, is Joe Heffernan, who runs a counselling practice in Bohabui. His number is 086 834 8145. That's 086 831 8145.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.